This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush went to the Midwest to promote his clean air and energy proposals today. He visited a giant coal-fired power plant in Michigan, in a town hit by last month's multi-state energy blackout. And he defended recent changes to federal clean air rules, changes that have drawn protests from environmentalists. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president went to the Detroit Edison plant in Monroe, Michigan, in part to pressure Congress to pass the energy program he's been pushing for more than 2 years. The August power outage has become part of that pitch. Today, the president focused on the electrical part of the package and did not mention oil exploration in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR. Instead, the president highlighted problems with the nation's power grid, saying its failings leave the economy vulnerable.
Lights went out last month. You know that. It might have been good for candle sales, but it certainly wasn't good for job growth. It recognizes that we've got an issue with our electricity grid, and we need to modernize it.
The president said it's still not known what actually caused the blackout, but he said there's no question that the grid needs to be improved. He also talked about what he calls his Clear Skies Initiative, a package of amendments to the 1970 Clean Air Act, which he says will significantly reduce power plant emissions of nitrogen oxides, sulfur dioxide, and mercury. It's a controversial proposal which environmentalists say will actually weaken existing provisions of the Clean Air Act. Using a nearly 30-year-old plant as a backdrop, the president also predicted that recent changes his administration made to regulations governing older power plants and refineries will lead to cleaner air as well. Under the old rules, he said, plants like this one were discouraged from doing routine maintenance.
And by routine maintenance, I mean replacing worn-out boiler tubes or boiler fans. And all that does is it makes the plant less reliable, less efficient, and not as environmentally friendly as it should be.
But this, too, is an area where the White House plans have many doubters among environmentalists and in Congress. The new rules allow a plant to undergo significant upgrading without having to install the same kind of anti-pollution equipment required of new plants. U.S. Senator James Jeffords, an independent from Vermont, issued a statement today accusing the president of weakening the Clean Air Act and gutting regulations governing power plants like the one Mr. Bush visited today. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.